Lost Discs Radio.
Hey, we're the monkeys. People say we monkey around.
My name is David Jones.
My name is David Jones.
My name is David Jones.
Will the real David Jones please stand up?
I am standing up.
It's hard to believe that you could ever doubt me. I try not to hear the things you say about me. And if you feel what I feel, please, I'd like to explain. My love for you is more than just a game. I hope and I pray we'll get together someday, and you'll see right away how hurt I am when I say that.
To me all the time. I don't know what the hell they do it for.
Oh, That's what that is right there, folks. The mediocre sound of the Willoughbys coming at you over your, well, it might be over your shortwave radio there, Stogie. Stogie's in the studio over here, folks. Let me just tell you, make the rounds, because it's going to be one of those nights everyone's going to have to be in the right mood for this sort of thing. So Stogie's here, and that's good news. Dr. Doug Brown on the microphone.
Yeah, that's me. So I'm here, and then next to me, I have Mr. Hollywood.
Yeah. Hello. Okay.
And then Weasley, Steve, and Chesty, and...
And nothing.
Right. Mrs. Nothing.
Wow. All right, well,
our special Miss Nothing Fancy Pants.
All right, speaking of that kind of thing, we just got to set the mood here. Now, look, Joe Stax is on the line out of Pittsburgh right now to help us sort things out, folks. Because in a very... first of all, Joe, how are you doing today, folks?
I am Davy Joe.
Will the real Joe Stax please speak up on the line? Wow.
Loud and clear.
One of those nights. Well, that's why we have a separate fader on the new mixing board for Doc Brown's microphone. Times like these where we're trying to debrief now.
Yes.
Listen, Doc, earlier this week,
what?
In a very controversial move, we've ordered all freak flags to fly at half staff.
Right.
In honor of Davy Jones.
We do that once in a while.
Right, the late Davy Jones.
Right.
Joe, any thoughts on Davy Jones here at the top of the hour? Now would be the time to make any inappropriate noises, if you'd like.
Well, you know, we're going to bid a fond farewell to the Lancashire Mediterranean, alias Davy Jones. And, you know, you're freaking me out with the Willoughbys, all those shades of gray.
Yeah, Shades of Grey on the date label from the Willoughbys. And, of course, we kicked it off there with, what I always thought was one of Davy Jones' best moments there on a Monkees album, Hard to Believe, first cut off of side two of Pisces, Aquarius, Capricorn, Jones Limited.
Right, interestingly enough, there I was wondering about tonight because I heard, you know, thinking back, Davy Jones didn't actually sing a lot of the Monkees songs, right? Mickey Dolenz did, didn't he?
Yeah, Mickey probably has most of the leads on that.
Right.
Yeah, because like all over Facebook, people are going, oh, Davy Jones, here's my favorite Monkees, Pleasant Valley Sunday.
And, yeah, right.
Right.
Right. Right.
Come on.
Well, some of the obits or the death announcements were calling him the leader of the group, man. I don't know about that. But then
you know,
again...
Everyone has their favorite Monkey.
Who was the lead? Go ahead, Doc.
I think everyone has their favorite Monkey.
Yeah. Well, who was yours?
Thinking about this week, I think it's Peter Tork.
Is that right?
Everyman. He's the everyman in the group,
I think. Yeah, yeah. Well, the klutz. I don't know.
Right, because that's the everyman.
All right, fine.
You know?
If there was nothing refined
about him, nothing too cerebral like David Nesmith.
Right. All right, well...
Michael Nesmith.
I guess we're going to do what we can here now for the next hour, folks. We've already heard in on the email from Florianopolis Island... Brazil tonight, where we've got people listening on the internet stream. So, folks, get your emails in to lostdiscsradio@yahoo.com. That's discs with a C. I might get that reference. All right. So, Joe, we're going to keep things moving now, as we sometimes want to do, by playing a record... by a group called Power Plant. Now, this is a song that the Monkees...
The Power Plant.
Attempted to record, apparently, during their headquarters album sessions, but they never released a finished version of this song. And it's a song written by Baker Knight, right, who we love.
Yep.
She's so far out, she's in. But, Joe, what do you know about this group, the Power Plant?
As far as I can see, I mean, the Power Plant existed on two singles on the Diamond label, and that was... So Far Out She's In 1967, and then in 68 they show up backing a guy named Freddie May on another single called Heavy With Me, and that's about it. I mean, I can't find any mentions of like who was in the group or anything.
Yeah. Alright, well, it's a pretty hip song, you know. Baker Knight was a pretty good songwriter, actually, so I don't know, I guess this is pretty close to what the Monkees version might have sounded like. And it actually got released, folks. And here it is exclusively tonight on Lost Discs. Radio.
She knows where it's at, that's why I love her. She knows where it's at. She's so far out, she's in. Yes, I need her love because it's so true. She knows all the swinging places that the hippies go to. Straight out of dust, she wears her stolen pin. That's why she's so far out, she's in. She knows how to give me understanding.
Understanding, she's alright.
She is never too demanding.
I'm standing me all night.
That girl's hip is on her hip. She knows the way to make me trip, 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 trip. She knows how to dance, boy, she can do it. Got her own routine and you should see her go through it. She knows how to put a little spin. She's so far out, she's in. She knows how to give me understanding.
Understanding, she's alright.
And she is never too demanding.
Understanding, me all night.
That girl's hip is off her hip. She knows the way to make me trip. She knows how to dance, boy, she can do it. Got her own routine and you should see her go through. She knows how to put me in a spin. That's why she's so far out, she's in. That's why she's so far out, she's in.
See, when you come out of those up-tempo goddamn numbers, man, it's impossible to make those transitions.
I'm leaving in a moment.
Lost Discs Radio.
Well, just don't sit there. Call a doctor.
Oh, wait.
My girl just called me up and woke me from my sleep. You should have heard the things she said. You know she hurt my feelings deep. I'm gonna buy me a dog, 'cause I need a friend now. I'm gonna buy me a dog, 'cause my little girl, she don't love me no how. I've been used and pushed on, just like a handle on a dough. But now I'm making sure that I don't get used no more. I'm gonna buy me a dough, 'cause I need a friend now. I'm gonna buy me a dough, 'cause my girl, she don't let me know.
It is. Yes, it is the great Gamaguchi himself, right there on the Cold Picks label, right? Joe, come on, back me up on this.
Yes, indeed, on the Cold Picks label. It seems to be just this whole inbred thing.
Yeah, go ahead.
Right down to it. You know, we got Michael Blessing, you got Gamaguchi himself.
Yeah.
But, he was a guy named, and I'm gonna mangle the name in just a second, John Mangiagli, who wrote a number of things, ported under different aliases, including Johnny Knight. The Gamaguchi was covered by
Johnny
the.
Knight.
Wait, jo- wait,
John E. Knight.
That's Jimmy Knight's brother.
No relation. No,
spelled not like, not like Doc Navy Blue.
Spelled differently. He's Protestant. I'm Catholic. I don't go. What? Keep going.
So he somehow hooked up with Cold Picks.
Yeah.
And this Gonna Buy Me a Dog was the flip of his Gamaguchi single. Came out in 65,
yeah.
Produced by none other than Boyce and Hart, who had produced another single for him before he moved on to, I think it might have been MGM, it might have been Mercury.
All right, groovy. And, right in before that there, of course, that was, speaking of Michael Blessing, right, and for those who don't know, that was a.k.a. Michael Nesmith, before he was in the Monkees, right? He was trying to make it on his own there under that pseudonym. And just coincidentally, the track before that there, we were spinning The Damnation of Adam Blessing. Okay, their version of Last Train to Clarksville on the old Imperial label. Joe, come on now. People might be a little concerned about this group with a name like that.
Nothing to be concerned about. They took their name from an obscure kind of trashy novel, much the way the Velvet Underground did, and put out three surprisingly solid albums for Imperial UA, 1970 and 71, and a really, really killer cover of Last Clarksville from this Cleveland band. Hey, any chance of hearing Taj Mahal doing whether I'm a Believer?
Yeah. Oh.
Taj Mahal.
Joe, I'll see if I can dig that one out. I will see if we can dig that out while we are getting dug down into this action.
The Lost Discs Radio Show proudly presents Jesty's Chick Pick of the Week.
I kind of like tall girls, yeah. It's kind of groovy, but...
Well, no, I didn't ask you that, David.
Yeah.
I asked you whether or not they like you.
All right, Chesty, what you got for us there then?
All the girls like Davy Jones, even the tall ones. Yeah. Hey, I want to put a shout out to Pennsylvania friends. You know, Davy Jones had a house in Beaverton, Pennsylvania, and apparently on March 10th, there's a memorial service for him there for all his friends.
Right.
And that information comes from our good friend Julie in Pennsylvania.
Absolutely.
Tonight, I just want to tell you, this is a sweet little song, and I want to remember the good times with the Monkees. And I got to see Davy Jones last year at Mohegan Sun in Connecticut, and he was still dancing it up and having a good time, and that's how you should live your life, so remember to laugh.
Dealing with a man who is dead, but whose voice and memory live.
Makes
Lost Radio.
I'm a rock and roll musician, and I need your help.
Okay, boys, let's go downtown.
But, sir, we were just looking for David Jones.
David Jones?
Who's David Jones?
It makes me feel so good. 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 To love someone that's all your own. It makes you feel that way. It makes you feel that way. It makes you feel that way.
Yeah, look, there's no easy way to put that to you, Doc. I want you to listen to this now. No easy way to put this. That was Davy Jones.
That was him.
No way.
Davy Jones on the APT Records label out of 1958.
What were they doing with his voice?
Well, that's not the Davy Jones, but that's Davy Jones.
Listen, you know,
where's that?
Here. Right here. There's a picture.
So, like, when somebody says Davy Jones Locker, it's not the Davy Jones from the Monkees?
Pass that around. Right there. I don't know much about this guy. He was a,
blues
R&B singer from America, made the rounds in England in the early 1960s. We got a photograph of the Beatles in the Cavern Club.
In 1961.
With this guy, Davy Jones. Right?
Right.
Back me up on that.
Right. I'm looking right at it. There's... John Lennon.
Good. Get her on the microphone. Jesse, tell him about it. Get Jesse.
No, I remember.
Could have been a chick pick, folks.
I found that record. Yes. Davy Jones is super cool. And I remember looking this up. Because,
Davy Jones. The R&B Davy Jones, right? And
I know, but look, there's now, Pete Best.
Yeah, poor Pete
Best. But when Pete Best was on the
Pete
drums,
Best,
man.
Poor
I'm
bastard.
Just telling you. What? Right? Okay, so there, I'm just saying. And that guy, right. You know, he's obviously passed away by now, too. So here we are. It's a big Davy Jones tribute. What are you talking about? Before that, it was the Pineapple Herd on the Diamond Records label. Now, look, I don't know if I'm proud of this, but it's a pretty obscure copy of a record either covering the Monkees doing Valerie, or perhaps maybe even putting this out before the Monkees had it, which would be quite a coup if that was the case. Joe Stax, set us straight.
This is a tricky one because, you know, Valerie showed up in season one of The Monkees, but it wasn't recorded or released during that year on the first couple of albums. But, you know, it got some airplay. People, you know, the DJs were recording it off air and spinning it. And it wasn't until, the fifth album that they recut it and then they put it out. But in the meanwhile, in approximately late 67, so I'm not sure of the timeline here, Diamond Records puts out the Pineapple Herd doing Valerie. And I've been looking around to try to find something about this, and I found on a, stick with me here, folks, on a Dan's Garage blogspot page called Dan's Garage.
Yes, sir.
Talking about a record show he was at in the 80s or 90s, where he's at the table. He's got this 45. Guy comes up to him and says, "Hey, I played on this record."
Come on.
He tells the story about how his band was from upstate New York, a place called Watertown, near waves from Syracuse. And they cut it in New Year's Day 67 in New York City. They were the Pineapple Herd, but they also supposedly recorded under the name Ed Wool and the Nomads.
Crikey.
Who also show up as a group called Wool.
Oh, well, sure, Wool. We played Wool about two or three months back. We had Chester, you remember you got that copy of that album by a group called Wool?
Yeah.
With a big sheep on it? We got some good reaction on that. We played that a couple months ago there, Joe.
Dan at the garage there posted a scan of his record label. It's dates October 10th, 1967, and Valerie is also plug side.
I would hope so. Well, all right, man, who knew that there was so much to know about the Pineapple Herd? All right, so there you go. All right, now look, before we do anything else, we're gonna count down. Actually, we are going to count down to pull at our website. Real quick, I suppose we ought to check the email action over at the big site here, folks, on the email. You know, it is Lost. Go ahead, give it to them, Doc. You tell them.
Yeah, that's lostdiscsradio@yahoo.com.
All right, but you got to spell the word
discs with a C.
Discs with a C. We got a lot of action coming in. Let's see. We got Mr. Bill out in Globe, Arizona, right? Send in a picture of some giant cactus, just a token of his appreciation. We got to pull that up on the screen here in a minute. And here comes good old John in Walpole, Mass. And he's reminding us, folks, that, you know, Peter Tork of the Monkees lives in Connecticut. That's right. His family is from Storrs, Connecticut, up where Yukon. Yeah. Tyler in Point Pleasant, New Jersey, requesting some Michael Nesmith solo stuff tonight. Hey, man, if we stay on past top of the hour here, I think maybe we'll have to get into that. He wants to hear Nesmith's version of Different Drum. Always a good choice. Here comes Larry in South St. Paul, Minnesota, digging a show tonight. He's got his Wi-Fi radio on this PM, listening to us over the internet stream. You dig, right? So he ain't got no official signal report on the short waves. Well, here comes Rissa, you know, and Rissa and Greg and the gang are listening down in Pennsylvania, right? And he wants to hear some more Boyce and Hart stuff. Well, man, what can I tell you? You want to hear some Boyce and Hart solo stuff? Is that what you're saying? It's pretty square, man. Kind of surprised at you. But you know, most of the stuff we're playing here tonight is written by Boyce and Hart. Going to buy me a dog, let's face facts. Another message from Mr. Bill. But we got too many tabs open, folks. We're going to come back to this a little bit later.
Wait, so, how about Geezer Mountain? Where's Geezer Mountain?
I don't know, man. They said they'd be listening, and I'll bet they are. They're out there on the stream.
I think they should be.
All right, so here we go. We count down over our website, lostdiscsradio.com, right? Spelling the word discs with a C, as always.
As always.
You got the record label pull up. We got three record labels. You can chime in. You can vote on them. I got to queue up the label. Here we go. Who wants to read the results? Steve, be appropriate.
There you go.
You get on the microphone. Weasley Steve is going to read the poll results.
Am I going from 3-1?
Yes, please.
3-1?
They are written in 3-1 order.
Did you check these vote totals versus the percentages again?
It never works out. It never, ever, ever works out.
Okay.
I'm a fuzzy man.
It is.
I'm going to queue up the thing on the old turntable here. Steve, hang on a second.
All right.
Oh, there we go. All right. Okay. Go ahead, Stevie. We had a number three
with
there?
Number three, three votes,
yeah,
or 5% of the votes,
that's
is
right.
The double L. The double L.
Lost Discs Radio.
Play super hit.
10987654333.
We had Billy Guy tonight on the double L Records label, number three on the poll, folks, exclusively on the show. Dick.
Yeah.
Now when I
All right, man, the exciting soul sounds now of Billy Guy on the Double L label. That's right. The folks are over at the website right now voting on the new records label poll that is up right now. Folks, you can do it going to lostdiscsradio.com. You got to spell the word discs with a C. And Weasley Steve.
Yeah, number two.
The big poll results. Hang on, Steve.
Big poll.
Gonna.
That's why I'm reading the answers here.
We got to cue this next one up there, buddy. We do it live on the air just to prove that we got the vinyl. You don't dig.
Yeah, number two.
Yeah, stand by, please.
All right.
Only got five votes. What is the big number two label there, Steve?
A total of eight votes.
it's either A square or a square.
It's right. Yeah. Or a squared. Number two on the poll tonight, folks.
Lost Discs Radio.
Play super hit.
10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3.
That's right, it is. Out of sight sounds of the time. A squared label tonight, folks, exclusively on Lost Disc Radio.
Johnny walks down the main street with a briefcase in his hand. He's been working all day on a white collar job, but she was told was a promised land. He kissed Miss Mama on the cheek. Pats his little son's head. But meanwhile, we know in the back of his mind Johnny would rather be dead. And it doesn't bother anybody no more. Life is closed the door. Shame, 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 shame. Jenny's on a switchboard holding a line for a gentleman in Bombay. She doesn't ever bother listening in, cause she doesn't care what he says. Watch the clouds roll by. And nobody seems to understand that there's a tear in Jenny's eye.
So there we go with the out of sight sounds of the time on A Squared Records label, folks. Number two, big number two, coming in on the poll results at our website. Real quick, Joe Stacks, anything you want to say about the time?
I wasn't going to say a whole lot about the time, but you said it was on the A Squared label. Nice to hear something coming out of the Detroit scene that is A Squared label that's not the Rationals.
Yeah. Absolutely, man. All right, so here we go. Steve, Weasley, Steve over there giving us the results on... The big number one in the middle of the feedback haze.
Number one, with 84%. We totaled these up, and they don't add up to 100.
Yeah. It's a standard deviation.
Yes. All right, so number one is QQ.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, I noticed something here. You got QQ, double L, and square, A squared. Like,
you dig?
Yeah, I'm digging
it. See, looks like it's A squared.
Ah.
It's A squared.
Yeah.
So they didn't even know.
So you got a lot of numbers and letters squared.
Yeah,
here.
And by the way, the QQ label is out of Albuquerque, New Mexico, right? Speaking of Mr. Bill out in that neck of the woods there, folks. I'm just saying. Give him a shout out.
Lost Disc Radio.
Number one.
Yes, it is. Incredibly, folks, the QQ Records label with the out of sight sounds of the Monkey Men.
You do the mojo workout. Mojo workout. The mojo workout, baby.
Mojo workout.
Yeah, mojo, baby.
Mojo, baby.
I got my mojo.
step outside your mind.
Merry-go-round right there. Emmett Rhodes and the gang on the A&M Records label doing his, well, let's face it, they're doing his best Davy Jones vocal that he could possibly lay down in the studio. What can I tell you? On Your Way Out off their 1967 LP. Before that, it was Taj Mahal and the guys in The Rising Suns, right? Joe, we got it on there for you. Only that was Take a Giant Step, not I'm a Believer there.
I got that one backwards. Taj and Ry Cooter and Kevin Kelly, who would go on to play in the Sweetheart of the Rodeo period Birds, recorded an album's worth of material for Columbia, and only a 45 got released. And that fabulous, fabulous cover of Take a Giant Step is just one of the songs that unbelievably Columbia did not put out.
Yeah, right.
In 1966.
Yeah, it's a solid album to be sure. Well, all right, folks. Yes, we have heard in from Geezer Mountain, it is true. Many attempts tonight getting through on the email, and they did it finally.
Oh,
and
nice.
By the way, speaking of that kind of thing on the email, we've also been reminded we need to wish Donna and Greg a happy 33rd. It's their 33 and a third anniversary tonight. You dig? Yes, and also goes... it's also worth...
Muzak.
Also goes to worth mentioning here that we've been adopted by another FM station, Doc. Have you heard about this?
I did not hear about this. Breaking news.
We are now going to be relayed from time to time on KXUA 88.3 FM down in Arkansas. Fayetteville, Arkansas. You dig that?
Nice. It's awesome.
Right? And that's going to be on Sundays. This show's going to be replayed. So if you're digging it down there on KXUA on a Sunday, you just may be catching a replay of this very broadcast, folks, and you should be digging it with us on the email, too. It is lostdiscsradio@yahoo.com. But, folks, you got to get over to rockinradio.com where we... Oh, let's face it, that's really keeping this thing alive. Good old Randy Tibbins. And this week, this month, who am I kidding? It's a monthly thing now, folks. This month, over at rockinradio.com, it is the boss man, Randy Tibbins, with the RLT Archives Music Magazine for an hour and a half slot this month, followed up by the electrophonic Brian Phillips for an hour and a half of electrophonic madness. All right, and then we're in there, folks. That's why we're here, because we're in there. And thanks to Cosmic Debris and Alan Wiener and everybody for, you know, giving us the RF time here with you on 5110 kilohertz, upper sideband, underground, shortwave experience. All right, folks. We're out of here. Go sing it. Come on. People say you're messing around with the crowd. Get on the microphone.
You're too busy singing
the popcorn.
To put anybody down.
Hey, everybody.
We're just trying to be friendly.
Yeah.
What you saying?
We'll see you next month, folks, on Lost Discs Radio.
Forget it. Please, forget what Father Duffy and Ma say about Carnegie Hall.
But you play so beautifully.
It isn't good enough. You understand?